Recording in progress.
Okay, I want to give this year again the Zechanishmas, my father-in-law, Morikami Yosef Yud Ben Avram Aaron. That's all me is Neshoma got highest points again, 8, 22nd Yortzeit. Anyone who doesn't have the safe of Yosef David, please let me know. I'll give it to them as a matonin. Wrote the sefer of the Zechanishmas, my father-in-law, Zatzal. Okay. We left off yesterday with the principle from a Gemara in the Dharma, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and also the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kufkof Chesamud Aleph, I believe it is, Kufkof Chesamud Beis, that says that Tokhe Nidibris Kedibur Domi, with four exceptions. Gittin, Kedushin, Avodah Zarah and Megadeth. So with that Gemara in mind, cursing, blaspheming Hashem, God forbid. So with that Gemara in mind, we have to take a good look at our Gemara that we learned on the top of Hamad Aleph, where the Gemara says that Rav Yosef said the Pshat of the Mishnah in Daf Tes Hamad Aleph was talking about a case where a shliach gave the get when he was healthy, and then he didn't have enough time to say before he got a stroke and he became a cheresh, and he wasn't able to say it. So Tosis on Hamad Beis, the Ramaski Lenu, says we see from here, from this Gemara, that you can say b'fanei nechtam after the nesinus aged. And Tosis adds on, not only that you can say tokenei dibor also. You could say tokenei dibor, you have to say it tokenei dibor of the nesinim. You can say it after the get, but it's got to be tokenei dibor of the nesinim. And Tosis even takes it further that maybe if you're asukin boso inyan, it could be, even if you are schmoozing about the get for an hour or so longer, maybe you would say it's even good in that case, if you continue to schmooze about it. So that's what Tosis says on Hamad Beis, and God willing, when we get to it, we'll see that inside. But I'll call upon him, you see from our Gemara that Lamaisa, it seems from our Gemara that the person here became a cheresh immediately after the Nesina Tokhe de Dibor, at least Asukin Ba'oso Inyan. And the question becomes the Kovetz Biurim. The Kovetz Biurim, Rebbe Chanan writes in Os Dalet. Let's say someone makes a kinyan in Dini Momentus. Someone makes a kinyan in Dini Momentus. You make a deal, you want to buy a car, you want to buy a house. And after you give over the handkerchief for the swap, the person becomes a cheresh. So do we say that the kinyan is bottled because he wanted an opportunity to back out of it and he became a cheresh in that window of time? Or do we say, no, once the kinyan was made, it's done, and that's it? So Rabbi Chana wants to bring a raya. Rabbi Chana wants to bring a raya from here that Lamaisa, the get was good. The get was good, even though the guy became a cherish. A cherish can't be a shliach. But when did he become a cherish, Bench? He became a cherish after the Nesinus Aged. So he wants to bring a raya that you see, halacha lamaisa, that the fact that you became a cheresh immediately after you gave it does not mevatel the maisa you did. Because the get in this case was good. So if the get in this case was good, despite the fact that he became a cheresh tokenei dibor, we assume that's after the fact and the get is good. So he wants to bring a raya from there that the kinyan should be good as well. A person made a kinyan to buy a house or to buy a car, like I said, and he became a cheresh tokenei dibor of the kinyan. So what do we say? So Lamaisa, he brings a riot from here that we ignore it and we say it's a good kinyan, just like we said it was a good get here. Yes, this guy in the Kosamov, we didn't blow up the get. That's what Rabbi Chana wants to say in the Kovetz Biurim halacha Lamaisa. Okay. The problem with that is that the Ha'aris and the Koyvitz and Osvav on the bottom of the page say, this is a Pella. Because we have a famous principle in the Dorim and Bava Basra that Tokenei Dibra Kedibra Dami does not apply to Gerushin. That's a special din by Gerushin. We don't apply that to other Kinyanim. There's only four exceptions to the rule. So how on earth could you bring a Raya from our Gemara? That's the Kasha that we left off with Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, that's the Kasha we left off with. And for that matter, Lamaisa, For that matter, the Sefer Amudei Or is one of the great Gedol Achrom. They say it was always on the desk of Reb Chaim, the Rav's grandfather. And the Amudei Or in Simon Sadi Tess, he has a suffix about an aide that testified and died or became a cherish or shot to Tokenei Dibur of his testimony. Would his testimony be possible or not? He says, I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing, he says, that the Ran in the Dorim says that a person doesn't really consummate his das until he has Tokenei Dibur after what he does. And therefore, Lamais, a person always has that in mind. And a person that dies or becomes a cheres Tokenei Dibur didn't know that that was going to happen. Maybe if he would have lived, he would have been chozerable. And therefore, it's not really clear if he wanted to stick with it. It's not really clear whether he wanted to stick with it. This is the Suffolk Lamaisin in the what? In the Amudei Or. So Lamaisa, how do we bring a Raya from our Gemara? To Adis, to Kinyanim. There's a special principle that Tokenei Dibur Kedibur does not apply by Get. Right? After the Maisa Get is done, you're done. So after the Maisa Get is done, you're done. How do you equate Kinyanim and Adis to what? To Get. That's the difficulty, Lamaisa. That's the difficulty that we left concluded shir with yesterday. Yes, Yehuda.
Can you say our case here isn't really getting, it's more like Kim Shot?
Okay. You're in the right direction. Good, good, good. So let's try to give an answer, Lamaisa, to say why you could quote our Gemara. So it could be the following Chiddush from the Sefer Dvar Shmuel. The Dvar Shmuel was Rav Lazaroff, a great Gaon. He has a Sefer on Psachim, Kedushim, Gittin. And the Sefer Dvar Shmuel, Damascus B'Kovit, says like this. Gerushin, we say, ain tokedei dibur kedibur. The actual chalos Gerushin, whether she's divorced or not, that you cannot go back. But legabe the chalos shlichis, we would say tokenei dibur like the other dinim in the Torah. And therefore, you could prove to a Maisa Kinyan that when you do a Kinyan Lamaisa, we could say that if you became Tokenei Dibur after the Nesinus Aget, he's not considered to be what a Shliach Lamaisa, Bishas what? Bishas Nesinus. So if Lamaisa Kinyan would be Mispato when it was done what? Tokenei Dibur. Halach Lamaisa. When it was done Tokenei Dibur, and that's perhaps what you could say regarding this halacha. You could say regarding this halacha that maybe there's a difference. And the difference being is that when it comes to chalos gerushin, we say tokenei dibur kedibur dami. We say ain tokenei dibur kedibur dami. Once it's done, it's done. And that's our case here, right? But when it comes to chalos shlichis, when it comes to shlichis lamaisa, the shlichis lamaisa, you really what? You really look at what? You really look at the outside of it. And you look at the outside, if the guy became a cheresh or a shoteh, it would blow up the whole thing. It would blow up the whole thing, and therefore, he's not considered to be a good shliach l'shas nesina, and it wouldn't be good halacha l'maisa. Everyone got what we're saying? So therefore, l'maisa, in our case, you know, it's possible to say b'fanei nechtav after the nesina. That's talking about the chalos aget l'maisa. That's talking about the chalos aget. Sarach l'omra b'fanei nechtav tokenei dibur of the nesina. Is that talking about the chalos aget? That's on the proof of the get. That's not really the chalos of the get. So we're allowing to do what? The fananefa after the mice in the sinah, because why? That's what? That's on a level what? Level midrobanon, right? Midatayr it's chal already. So midrobanon the mice, we ignore the fact that tokenei dibur has to be said, fananefa has to be said tokenei dibur, but on the other hand, the fact that the guy became a cheresh afterwards doesn't mess up the Nesinus Aget. Everyone follow what I just said? In other words, think about this now. I want you guys to think about it. After the get was given, there's a window of talking to Dibor. Legabe what? Whether the get's good, and also regarding the fun and after the fun and after. So regarding whether the get's good or not, the get's good. I don't care whether the guy became a cheresh. Regarding the fun and after the fun and after, that's a din derabanan. So that's a din derabanan, then what? Why shouldn't it follow all others in the Torah that talking to Dibor is good enough? So you could say talking to Dibor. But by the fact that the guy became a cheresh, that should affect the chalos again, that won't be a problem. So it depends upon what you're dealing with. So to plug it in totally, and this I thought would have done with Parvarsky, says beautifully, he says, maybe you can also distinguish between the guy himself and the shliach. When a guy himself does something, he always wants an out, maybe, of token of Dibor. When you do a maisa for someone else as a shliach, we're not chayshish is going to be chosebo, token of Dibor. We're really not chayshish. So maybe you can be machalic in that vein, whether you do a maisa for yourself or whether you do a maisa in the shliach, and therefore maybe what'd you say? In other words, when you do something for yourself, you always have the out of token of Dibor. When you're acting as a shliach, Nate, maybe la maisa, you know, we do a maisa in the Torah, mishalcho, we're not chayshish, he's going to be chosebo. So if the guy died, right, and you were a shliach la maisa, if you were the guy that died, maybe we're not chayshish. But I want you to get these two svaras regarding this concept of token of Dibor, kedibor domi, in this case, halacha la maisa. Comes out that maybe what? Maybe, you know, only the Baal could be chosebo from his gerishin la maisa, you know, token of Dibor. But a shliach, soon as he gives it, he cannot be chosebo because he was a shliach. And once the maisa is done, lemaisa, we're not chayshish, lemaisa, not chayzubo at all, halacha lemaisa. So maybe that's what you could say in such a case, because the truth of the matter is, and I want you to get this down, we wrote it on the board yesterday, according to Rashbam, tokenei dibor is kedibor dami by everything else except for the four exceptions. But according to Rashbam, that's only a chumrah, meaning minat Torah, according to Rashbam, what are we saying? You could be chosebo token of Dibor by gerushin. It's just a chumrah min rabbanan that we say the get's a good get. It's just a chumrah min rabbanan. The guy says, I don't want to have the get. That's a chumrah min rabbanan. We assume the divorce. Let them get remarried if they want to stay married. So the truth of the matter is, maybe in that vein, maybe the Baal could be chosebo, but the shliach maybe never could because he's doing it for the mishalet. So to summarize this, I want you to get it. To summarize this, we learned the Gemara yesterday that token of Dibor is kedibor dami by everything except for those four categories, and gerushin not. So how do you compare gerushin to kinyanim, or how do you compare it to what? To the aid that died. So it could very well be lemaisa. Well, it depends. Maybe you will make a split and say that the chalos shlich is to say token edibor kedibor dami, but lemaisa, when it comes to chalos aged, then aim token edibor kedibor dami, once it's done, it's done. And the truth is that maybe you can be chayakin the Baal himself, that means a Torah can be chozerbo, but a shliach cannot be chozerbo, because a shliach is doing it on behalf of who? On behalf of someone else, and he has no hesitation, and therefore what? We're not chayshish that maybe he's chozerbo talking to Dibor. So that's the chiddush that we want to bring out here by this din. Okay? Yes, Yisro.
Right, so how would we apply that to Rav Elchanan's Raya from Kinnin to Kinnin?
Because, number one, you could say that talking to Dibor is kedibor dami, on gerushin is just a chumrah min rabbanan when we said that Gemara, but really Mikra did, you could apply it to a kinyan. You could apply it was just a chumrah min rabbanan that you don't have an out.
You could apply
what you said, because gerushin is the same thing as what? As kinyanim, basically. Right. Minat Torah, it's good.
It would work,
yes. It would work, Minat Torah. That's one thing. The other thing is to say it depends. The fanenechtav is the rabbanan anyway, so that we allow after tokenei dibor. Right? But legabin chalois aged, if something happens afterwards that would put it in jeopardy, we would ignore it. Halacha lemaisa, we would ignore it, and we would say, oh, you know what, the get's been given already. And number three we're saying is that maybe the difference between the guy himself, that he has token dibor, but someone who acts as a shliach for someone else, has no out of token dibor in general, halacha lemaisa. So maybe that's what you could say regarding this din. So I want you to get that down regarding this halacha. Very, very interesting din. Okay. Nate, you got that? Okay. Let's now go, before we go fight in the Gemara, there was one other Nakuda that I wanted to mention we didn't have a chance to get to. And that is that regarding Elaine, We said that the Ramah Paskins in Ibn Ezra and Gittin, Simon Kuf Mem Beis Siv Zayin, B'Shem the Rivash, that an Elaim cannot testify B'Fan Enechtiv through writing. He cannot. That's what the Ramah said in the name of the Rivash. Okay? That's what he said in the name of the Rivash. And the truth is that the Beis Shmuel asked, and the Ksos, that the Ramah Paskins, like the Rivash in another place, that Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris can be written down. So it's a stira. And the reason why it can be written down, because we have a kula. Just like you can do Kiyum Shtaris shelo b'fnei baal din, you can testify Kiyum Shtaris if the other litigant's not there. Normally you need the litigant there for Eidus. Who in the Nami, you can write it down as well. So that's a great kasha. Here by Elam your Machmer, you can't write it down. And when it comes to Kiyum Shtaris, we allow it to be written down. Why are so machmer by an Elam b'fanei nechtav? That's a very strong kasha. So the Beis Shmuel answers, well, it's a big difference. Someone who can testify verbally will allow him to write it down. But an Elam cannot write it down. I'm sorry, cannot verbalize a testimony. So therefore it's possible to write it down. This is what the Beis Shmuel writes. If you have an option, it's one thing. But if someone has no option, Lamaisa is very, very difficult. And Lamaisa, the Shach says, Lamaisa, I don't understand that. The Shach and Simon Mevav Sivkon Zion asks, what's the difference between Elaim and other Edom? All Edom are Psulim Lahoyed Edus Bichsav. Right? All Edom can't write down Edus Bichsav by Kiyum Shtaris were Mekel. So if Kiyum Shtaris were Mekel, why can't you be Mekel by an Elaim? What's the big deal? And what did I give you, the Rabbeinu Tam? Famous Rabbeinu Tam. Where is it, Yisroel? In Tyson Yavamis, and Lavrabez, and Babas, and Men. Only in Elam is possible to testify B'Chsav. But Ladina, we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that, Allah Lamaisa. Rabbeinu Tam says a person that's healthy can write down testimony and send it in the base. It's a collector's item. Rabbeinu Tam says that. Rabbeinu Tam says you can write down testimony if you can verbalize. We don't paskin like that, but even Rabbeinu Tam, who says you can write down testimony, apostles in Elam. So Lamaisa, okay, the Shach says, I understand for real ladies, but for Kiyum Shtaris, why can't you be Mekel? The funny neck is a form of Kiyum Shtaris. So this is what I wanted to bring out, Lamaisa, let's get it. What I wanted to bring out is the following, that an Elam is a machlokus in Rishon, whether it's a psul haguf. Let's get it. The Rashbam in Baba Basra, Kuf Chav Chesam and Aleph, says an Elam is not a psul haguf. It is not a psul haguf like a rasha. And the Tosfos Rid in Gittin line of Laman Allah says it is a psul haguf, like the Ksos HaKoshen. So the bottom line is that if you hold, and this is what I want to bring out, that an Elam is a psul haguf, then that's why he was posel Lamaisa, and that's why he's not allowed to testify b'fanei nechtiv through a letter. He's not allowed to testify through a letter. So an Elam is posel Eidus because it's a psul haguf. If it's a psul haguf, then even by Kiyum Shtaris, we're going to have to what? We're going to have to posel it as well, halacha lamaisa. Okay? What'd you say? The Shach doesn't answer that. The Shach doesn't answer that. He left it as a kasha. But this is what... The Shach is the one who asked the kasha. Shach did not say that. The Shach did not say that, Lamaisa. Right. The Ksos gives the answer that an Elam is a psul haguf. And therefore, since it's a psul haguf, Lamaisa, we're going to what? We're going to apostle it, halacha lamaisa. Okay? We're going to apostle it, halacha lamaisa. I want you to get that. And that's why he's going to apostle it, halacha lamaisa. Because, you know, the fact is that it's a psul haguf. So lamaisa, that's why we have to apostle it. And it's a machlokes rishon, whether it's what? Whether it is a psul haguf. But if we assume that it is, then lamaisa makes a lot of sense why an Elam would in fact be posel halacha lamaisa. There is a bit of a problem with it though. What about other psul hagufs, like a woman? What's the din about a woman? Can she testify? No. Are they good for b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav? Yes. So the Ksos says, well, what are we going to do now? Still difficult. You tell me that Elam is possible to write down the Fanei Nechtav? You want to tell me it's a psul haguf? What do you mean? Other Upsula Agruf we allow, Lamaisa, for what? For Kiyum Shtaris. So it's very difficult, Lamaisa. So what do you think the Pshat is, Lamaisa? What do you think the Pshat is? Very difficult, Lamaisa. Why is it so, Lamaisa? So what you have to say is the following. That a Shliach that brings a get is an Eid Echad, right? An Eid Echad is possible to write down B'Ksav. An Eid Echad cannot make a Shtar. An Eid Echad cannot make a Shtar. So it could very well be, Lamaisa, that we're talking about a situation where the Rivash matters Eidus B'Ksav only by Eidim K'sherim, but not by an Elam that's considered to be a Psul Haguf, Al Pi Alochet. So an Eid Echad who wants to manufacture a Shtar, that's even more of a kula. That will only allow someone's kosher, but not someone who's a psul aguf. Yeah, in other words, an edekah has to make a shtar, right? An edekah has to make a shtar when it comes to funei nechtam. So when it comes to funei nechtam, lemaisa, is he making the shtar or not? Is an edekah that delivers a get, an edekah is possible to testify b'chsav, an edekah can't make a shtar. That's what Tosfos assumes in Maseches Ksubos. So what do we say here? Halacha lemaisa, what's the difference between a woman and an Elam? So, Lamaisa, why do you apostle an Elam to write down the Funei Nechtav, and you allow a woman to testify and be Funei Nechtav? She's also a Psul Aguf. So what's the answer, Lamaisa, to this Kasha? So the answer to this Kasha basically is at least, Lamaisa, a woman can what? At least a woman can verbalize b'funei nechtav, and Elam can't. So maybe that's what you have to distinguish between.
She's still on an Eid Kasher.
I understand, but in Kiyum Shtaris, we allow psulim. We allow psulim.
That wasn't the chiluk that was just made.
I understand, but we're combining the chilukim. We're saying that someone who is what? Maybe you can mechalik and say that someone is a psul aguf, but has the ability to say b'funei nechtav, we would allow halach l'maisa. A woman can say b'funei nechtav, so let her write it down as well, halach l'maisa. But an Elam l'maisa cannot say it, so therefore he'll be puzzled to say what? To write it down, halach l'maisa. So maybe that's what you have to distinguish between an Elam l'maisa and a woman. At the end of the day, Halach l'maisa, Elam is possible to write it down, b'funei nechtav, and a woman, l'maisa, we're going to allow, halach l'maisa, to testify, l'maisa, and also, poshup shah, to write it down, because she has the ability to say. That's the distinction we want to distinguish between a woman and an Elam.
It's the opposite.
Why?
If you don't have that ability to say it, you should be able to write it down.
No, because that's what we said before. As long as you have the ability to say it, I'm not looking at your chesaron so much. But if it's the only way to do it, then it highlights the psul much more.
That doesn't make logical sense. The whole reason not to do it is because we don't have any other way of doing it.
No. If I have the ability to do it verbally, so what's the big deal? I'm doing it b'ksav. I can do it verbally. But if it's the only...
I have the ability
to do it. That's the svar.
Do it verbally.
Okay, but it's not a problem, Lamaisa. The problem is if it's the only way to do it, it highlights the psul much, much more. And therefore, that's why the Ramah will say an Elam is possible as opposed to the woman, halach l'maisa. Okay, so that's what I want you to get, l'maisa. Those are the two mahalakim I want you to get on this. First the token of Dibur, and then this. Yes, Benj, go ahead.
Where's the first Ramah and Hoko's getting?
Yes, Kuf Mem Beis Siv Zayin. Okay.
Yeah, the second one was where?
The second one about the other Ramah is in Choshen Mishpat Simen Mem Vav Siv Zayin. Shame the Ribosh. Okay, yes, Eliyahu. Eliezer, go ahead.
So, if we say that a woman is able to write down because she can verbalize it, versus the human that can't, so why are we going to the whole psul aguf? That's not where we're ended up going out with it.
Because we allow psul aguf by the rabbanim categories, like the Kiyum Shtaris. So, if you can water it down and say that she could have done it verbally, then we allow it.
Meaning, the erasis, or...
Yeah, we're not talking about Eidus Mamish. Can't write down Eidus. We don't pass them like that.
Right.
Well, I'm talking about Kiyum Shtaris.
So, within that, we don't really focus on...
Yeah, because you have the ability to what? Write it. We allow the psul aguf. But the psul aguf where you have the ability to write it. In Elam, you don't have the ability to write it. That's the chiddush you want to suggest. Yes, Jonathan.
I think it was the Rashbam that said that Elam is not a psul aguf.
Yes.
What,
does that mean? How does he not understand the events?
Because it's not a chir shol to the katan. He has his das, he has his intellect, he just can't speak. And the other Rishonim say it's a psula guf, like the Taisus Rib. Okay? For example, if you had five Edim, Lamaisa, and five Edim saw a murder, one of them was an Elay, would you say Edim Shabbat Lakhsasa Balakul? According to the Rashbam, not. According to the Taisus Rib, you would. It's a psula guf.
As long as he doesn't come forward.
Okay?
As long as he's not part of
that depends. Depends which Rishonim you say, Allah Lamaisa.
Everyone that
but if they, let's talk about a simple case. If they testify, they testify. Okay. The Rashbam and Bavash, a Kufkov Chesim and Alpha against the Taisus Rin and Ein Alpha and Aleph. Okay. Let's go now. We got to go fight them now in the Gemara. Okay. Let's see the Gemara now. Okay. So we got those two Mahalchim. Let's get them. Yichazer them over. And perhaps as we get fighter, we'll have to go extend that Nakuda with the Nasif and the Shach. But for now, let's go fight the Gemara. Okay. Rav the Tashma. Everyone got it? Let's see inside. Ben, you want to read?
Sure.
Go ahead. Tashma, let's see. Go ahead. Let's go, guys. Let's focus. Go ahead. Tashma.
Tashma. Maybe again, but it's not enough. We're not doing well. We'll go on Marla to find out how to
find out. Jonathan, you with me? Go ahead. And then the Brysa signs off by saying, Heve. Heve is part of the Brysa. Heve. Oh, so this is a Brysa. The Brysa says if a guy delivers a get from Medina Siyam and he didn't say the funny nefta, what's the din? In the sky, the guy walked away. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. He walked away. And the din is, in the sky, the taka kosher. And if not, it's possible. And the Brysa signs off by saying, the necessity to say b'fanecha nechtam is what? It's not l'chumra, it's a kula. What do you mean it's a kula? That we don't want you to have to run after Adim to find Adim the Mekayimit. Just say b'fanecha nechtam and that's fine. No big deal. And we, you know, halacha l'maisa, we're not trying to be machmer. What would machmer mean? That it's not enough, exactly, to do kiyum chasim is excellent and eight. You require b'fanecha. We don't want that. We're just trying to be mekel. And the makel is, do b'fan and nechtav and you don't have to find any kium and you're good. No problem. Well, that whole statement fits according to who? Go ahead, La Rava, what? Why is that good according to Rava? Because why? Yeah, because, what do you say? No, because the whole reason of what? The whole reason of b'fan and nechtav is to make sure it's not what? Forced. So if you have any kium, right, then lemaisa, that's fine. And if you did b'fan and nechtav, you don't need any kium. That statement that it's a kula fits very beautifully according to who?
Rubba.
According to Rava. And the sky mechosamav also fits good that it's kosher. Okay? So everything fits good according to Rava with this. The din that the sky mechosamav is kosher, and also the concept of what? That it's not a what? It's not a chumra, it's a kula. Go ahead, about what?
The Rava kasha.
But the Rava it's a kasha. Why is it a kasha? Because why? How can you say that it's enough to do chasimis? And we were just trying to be easy with you to say b'fanei nechtav. It's not enough to do the seamus. You're not going to know it's lishma. Yeah, look at Rashi. L'rabba kasha. Go ahead.
L'rabba kasha.
Actually, I'm sorry. El havet. Havet lo tzru lohutzuchu.
Havet lohutzuchu
lo kulei. Kulei. Yeah.
Lomar. Emor me'alta lo itzruchu lomar b'fanei nechtav. L'hafner b'tzim b'kuyim nitzruchu.
What does that mean? What does that mean, guys? You guys get that Rashi? Or you skipped it? Or you skimmed it? What is Rashi saying? You guys tell me, what is Rashi saying when he says that? He's saying that what? That since we said that a shliach that walked away didn't say b'fanei nechtav, the 280 we came to get, what do we say? You see, you don't even b'fanei nechtav, l'hachmir, dechimekuyim nitzuche. What does dechimekuyim nitzuche mean? That even if the get is mekuyim, right? Yeah? You read it rhetorically. Nitzruche? You mean when it's mekuyim, are we going to require the shliach to say it? Of course not. Right? The whole point was what? The whole point was the chum did not require b'fanei nechtav l'hachmir. The chi mekuyim nitzruche? That when you're mekayim, you need to say it? It's ridiculous. That the whole thing was a kula. Ella what? We weren't trying to be machmir, that we should require you to say it? That's what it means l'hachmir means. The chi mekuyim nitzruche. That when it's mekuyim nitzruche, so that we should require you to still say it, that would be a chumra. Ella what? Read the next Rashi. Ella. I don't need two other witnesses. We're being maker. We don't need two other witnesses. We just don't need two other witnesses. We're not including the kind to get through two other witnesses. We can suffice it to say with the funny ethic. You got how to read those two Rashis? You want to read it again? Ben, you got it? Let's read it again. Read the previous one. You go together. Go ahead, read this. It's a hard lotion. Heaven what? Which would mean what? What would it mean to be makhmer? We don't require finding out to be makhmer, which would mean the chimakuyim. You don't read it rhetorically. You can read it as a statement. I'm glad we read it again. That what? Yeah, that if it's makuyim, we would require you still to say it. You understand what I'm saying? That would be the portrayal of lechumra. That's the portrayal of lechumra. You got how to read it? Don't read it rhetorically. Read it regular. I was wrong.
That's
why. Which would mean the chimakuyim, even when you're makayimet, nitzchuchu, we require you to say it. That's baloney. That's wrong. Ella what? Ella? We do not require two other witnesses. The finding is enough and done. Fine? Okay, you got that? So this Gemara works very well, this Bryce, according to who? Rava. And it doesn't work well according to Rava. It's a great kasha. Okay? It's a great kasha. Go ahead. So what's the terrence? Go ahead. What's the Gemara say? How come I askinan? Back to the Gemara, second wide line. The end of the line, you got it? What's Akar Shalomdu mean? No problem. If we get 80 cum, it's done. No problem, Lishma. We find out the Siddur is not forged, we know it's Lishma. Frek the Gemara, what? We're afraid of Demon's Dasoli Kukulu. So therefore, what? You should require it because what? You should require it before Nathla because of what? Yeah, so we're back to the Kasha. What's the Teretz? What does that mean? Kishinisa.
She's already married.
She already is married to a second man. Therefore what? Therefore what do we say? We're not going to make her get divorced because B'fanei Nechta was not said. We're not going to let her make her leave that guy. So therefore what comes out? If the woman didn't get remarried, if she got remarried, we allow Kiyum, no problem. Because we know the get's not what? Mizuyim. You don't know if it's done Lishma? We won't make her get divorced because of that. We won't make her get divorced because of that. But the bottom line is that what? What's the bottom line is? That the answer is that what? Why don't you need Lishma? Do you need B'fanei Nechta? Yes or no? According to Rava. Yes, you're supposed to. But here it's too late. So therefore, since she got remarried, we let it go. So don't ask me a kasha from the Bryce that Rabbi says on me, because it's a b'di'eva, we let it go. You really should have required it, but it didn't get done in time. Read Rashi. Kishanises, go ahead.
Kishanises, far.
She already got remarried. Go ahead. What does that mean? Because she broke the gzeira of what? Since the b'fanei nechta was not fulfilled, we're not going to make her leave him. We're not going to take her away from him because of this gzeira. But the way you answer is because of your nises. Okay, good. The way you answer is because of your nises. That's how the Brisa reads in. Allah Almighty. That's how Rabbi says it. Okay, very good. Now, I have to tell you, though, at this point of the Gemara is talking about a specific situation where she got remarried, right? The Brisa didn't say that explicitly. That's the way you got to read it in, okay? You notice that? That's not the Pashup Shah in the Gemara. So now the Gemara jumps on that. Go ahead, Iyachi.
Iyachi, Havei, Lohutzuk, Lomar, Vifayin
Eftah, Vifayin Eftah, Mishum, read it together. Correct. A lot of guys ask me in Seder. You don't stop there. You read it together. What's the Kasha? What happens before she gets remarried? What's the Din? Let's say you're Mekayim to get with two Adim. You still got to say what? Vifayin Eftah, because Shem Yashu Dola Kukula. Because what? Only because she got remarried, are we Mako? The Gemara is very bothered by this. What's the Gemara's kasha? It's a hard kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha here, Yehuda? The Gemara's kasha is what? That because she got remarried, we'll let it go, but Mashma, if she didn't get remarried, we what? We won't let it go? That turns out to be a chumrah. That's the Gemara's kasha. This is a very important kasha. Jonathan, please get this. Forget about it. Get out of the notebook, Lamaisa. You follow me? This is the Chiddush. This kash is one of the hardest kashas in the Gemara in Maseches Gittin. People just skim it over. They don't understand it. The kasha of the Gemara is if you're going to tell me the bride's on Bashi and Nisei, what does that apply, Asher? That before she got married, you better make sure before nothing gets done. That turns out to be a chumrah. And that turns out to be a tremendous chumrah. So the Mela doesn't read well in the bride. I thought the bride said, Lahakalala. Gemara is jumping on this answer because Nisei. What that transforms it into is into a chumrah. Read Rashi. Mishum the what? Again, you got to read it together. Don't stop. A lot of guys stop. You read it together. Mishum the Nisei. Read Rashi.
Mishum the Nisei. Lo
Nisei. Rashi's teaching us how to read the Gemara. If she doesn't get remarried, we won't let her get remarried. Lo Shavkinan law. We won't let her get remarried. That's Shavkinan means let her. V'avagav the what? Even even though you're Mekayim it. I knew what? That becomes a chumrah. That's against a lashon b'raisa. You got me? You got to read this Gemara very slowly. It's a great kasha. Okay, so what's the answer? Go ahead. This is the way you read the b'raisa. And if you want to tell me, we'll be machmeran or the what? Balapka make her get divorced from the second guy if she got married. Go ahead. Chas v'shalom. We'll never do that. We only require b'fanenecht of l'kulu. And what does that mean, l'kulu? Number one, we won't make her what? Get divorced if she remarried. And number two, what does it mean? Even if before she got remarried, yes, if you had kiyum, we will not what? Make you go ahead and do b'fanenechtav. We will not make you go ahead and do that. Okay? We will not make you go ahead and do that. Rashi? Really, Chagamah, she got married. Go ahead. And we don't make her get divorced. Vachi kamar. We're not going to make her what get divorced, Lamaisa, and make her get divorced after she got remarried, Mimachman. The low what? We're not going to take Mimachman and make her get divorced. Ella? What does the word Mitchila mean? What do you mean from the beginning? Even before she got what? Even before she got remarried, Lamaisa. We are not going to require what? Lotiskak le'edim. We are not going to require edim. So what does that mean? If you get the funny act of done, then what? It's fine. Excellent, Nate. It's fine. Let me ask you, what happens if you did kiyum and you didn't see the funny act of? Are you going to need it? No. You're going to need it in that case, because how do you know it's lishma? The gzeres from Yashar don't look kukula. You're in trouble. That case, we would probably say what? We would say, re-give the get again. So you can say b'fana neftav. I want you guys to get that. Did you guys get what I just said? Then do b'fana neftav, so you won't need Adam. But let's say you went to write, you went to Adam and you did b'fana neftav. You're a rabba man. You're a lishma man. You got a what? That's going to be possible. You're going to have to re-give the get. Because Shemi Yachshav Dov L'Kukulu. Don't tell me what Achas Shalom do.
Only
according to Rabbah. That's correct. Only according to Rabbah. But it says what? It says he walked away and into the Skyim B'Chosom of its kosher. L'maisa. Skyim B'Chosom of its kosher. So the bottom line is that what? We require what? We require to sit in that. And he says the Skyim B'Chosom kosher. So at the end of the day, you guys tell me, what's the pshat in the Bryson? Did she get remarried? No, tell me when it doesn't matter. What does Rashi say?
Yes,
she did get remarried. Yes, she did get remarried. She got remarried. And the cool is we don't make her what? We don't make her get divorced. That's what it means. You have to read into the Brysa. If you read this Brysa straight up, like Nate said, it's against Rabba. It says it's kind of a sort of kosher. No, it's not. All it meant is if she got remarried, Lamaisa, it's kosher. Right. If she got remarried, it's kosher, Lamaisa. In this kind of chosaman, if not, it's possible. We're not going to require you to do that in that situation. But if she hasn't gotten remarried, itaka will be possible just with this kind of chosama. Isn't that against the Bryce? No, because the Bryce talking about where she got what? She got remarried. You hear what I'm saying? If she didn't get remarried, Rabbah will say it's possible. You have to say before Aneta, Aneta. There's a Xerah. If she already got remarried, that's one thing. We're not going to make her what? Get divorced. But the bottom line is that Rabbi says, I'm not against the bride. If she didn't remarry, you better believe she better say before Aneta, Aneta. The Shliach better say it. That's the Chiddush, Halacha L'maaseh. So, in essence, I think this is what you're going to say, Binyam. In essence, there is a Shtikl Chumrah here. That's the Chumrah. Is that what you were going to say? Correct. In other words, even though it says in the Bryce, Allah Hakalala, there is a Shtikl Chumrah. The Shtikl Chumrah is from the Diuk of the case. Benji, you follow me?
That was the question of the Gemara.
That was the original question in the Mice.
That question, right?
What do you mean?
The question of the Gemara before Haki Kalmar was that, how can you say it's because she's already been remarried? That's a Gemara.
I don't understand what you're saying, Mr. Rowe. Let's go over the whole Shakaratari, okay? What was the Kasha? The Kasha was the what? That Rabba says what? You need to know Lishma, and it says Lahakalala. It says Beferish the what? It's enough to what? It's enough to do Kiyum. You don't even find an echo. How are you going to know Lishma? What's Gemara's answer? Acher what? Acher Shalomdu. Yes? Gemara says, what about it? Zereshim Yachzer Kukulo. Gemara says, Kishinises. What was that answer, Kishinises? That Kishinises, therefore, we're not going to make her what? Get divorced to verify it was done what? It was done Lishma. We're not going to make her get divorced because of that. But in a Hanami, before she gets married, yes? What are you going to say for that? Before she gets married, what's the din? You're going to need the what? You're going to need to say b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta, right? That was the diuk we said, yes? Yeah? Isn't that the Gemara's answer? You follow me? Isn't that the Gemara's answer? So what does the Gemara ask on that? It says, Iachi what? It turns out to be what? Only because of Mishum Nisus, but it turns out to be a Chumrah, Lamaisa, that's exactly what the Gemara asks.
Yes.
Right?
And then we answer that.
So what do we answer? You tell me. What do we answer?
We answer that, like Yechanami, that he would be a Chumrah in the case.
It would be a Chumrah in a case where what? Where they haven't yet gotten married, but it's a Kula in what case? Where she got married.
The Bryce is only dealing with it when she got married.
Correct. The Bryce is only talking about where she got married. Correct. Because originally we thought in general the Gemara was saying that Bafana Nechtav was a Kula, the Bryce. In general.
Right.
The Gemara fixes that and says it's only a Kula when she gets remarried. That we will not require Bafana Nechtav to be said.
Right.
But in a Chanami, if she didn't get married, Lamaisa, there would be what? There would be a Chumrah Lamaisa.
Right.
The Iker Takana was to be Mako, that we don't have to find Aiden for Kiyum Staris or Lishma, we can rely on the Fanech. That was the Iker Takana, says the Marshal.
What's the last Rashi saying?
What's wrong? The last Rashi saying is that Lamaisa, if you want to be Machmer, make her get divorced after getting married, we won't. We won't do that because we only did it Lakula. But in a Hanami, there is a Shtikl Chumrah that if you're Mekayim to get they ate him before they what? Before they got remarried, Lamaisa, yes? You would still need to save a Fanet. You have to re-give it. And even if they what got remarried, we would say it's possible. So there is a Shtikl Chumrah, says the Marsha and the Madura Basra. I want you to get that down.
You say that the last Rashi that says El Hagala?
Yeah.
From the beginning, meaning from before you get married?
Yeah. The original takana was to what? Was to say you don't need Aiden. You can just rely on the Fanenechta. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Iker takana. The Iker takana is what? The Iker takana is exactly that. Okay, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the Iker takana. The Iker takana is to make sure that what that we don't have to go after Aiden for a Kiyum Shtar or for Aidus for Lishma. But the bottom line is that what? There is a Shtikl Chumrah, and that is that what? If all you did was Kiyum, you're still going to have to say B'fan Enechtav, B'fan Enechtav, okay? So you understand what I'm saying? So the original answer was Kishinisis in general. Now we're saying that if you want to try to force her to get divorced, That we were makel on. But originally, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, it said, Kishanises. Kishanises is what? You try to tell me the Brisa Kishanises? Well, how is Mefanei Nechtav in any sense of what? In any sense of Kula? It's going to be a Chumra. The only reason why you're makel is because she got married. Right? You hear what I'm saying? Now, as Yisrael is bothered by what's the transition from the Havamin and the Maskan, right? What's the transition to Havamin and Maskan? You guys hear what we're saying? It's a good kash what Yisrael said, but Yisrael, you understand what I'm saying? In general, we thought, oh, Kishanises. So if it's Kishanises, the Gemara jumps on that. Then how is it a Kula? It's only a Kula because she got what? Remarried. But if she doesn't get remarried, it's a Chumra. So the Gemara says, that's exactly what we meant. We meant to say it's a kula if she gets married, Lamaisa. It's a kula if she gets remarried, Lamaisa. It's a kula if she gets remarried that we don't require her to get what? We don't require her to get divorced, yes? In such a situation, because they didn't do the funny, not the fun. Of course, you need this kind of chosama. But there's a second tier of kula. There are three things I want to bring out from here. There's a specific kula. Let's get the three things that we want to point out from this Chiddush of this Brisa and the Maskanas Gemara. There really are three Chiddushim here. There's a Kula Miyuchedes. What's the Kula Miyuchedes? What's the unique Kula? What's the Kula Miyuchedes? That if she got married, Nises Lo Tzarich Latzeis. She doesn't have to leave Latzeis as Baal Shani. She doesn't have to leave the second husband. That's the Kula Miyuchedes. What's number two? What's the general Kula? Kula Klali. What's the Kula Klali? What's the general Kula? Now you don't need to get in. The Funei Nechtav is beautiful on its own. Rak Sarich. Rak Sarich. The Funei Nechtav. Ubefanai Nechtam, below Tzarif Aiden, because it takes care of the Shwa and Kiel. Below Tzarif Aiden. That's the Kula, general Kula. And what's number three? There is a Shtikl Chumra, no doubt, says the Marsha, that Kodim Nisuin, yes? Tzarif what? Tzarif Latay Otpam, you got to give it again, because it's puzzle. Believe a funa nechta because I don't know about lishma. Believe a funa nechta ki tzarich lishma. Tzarich ladat ala lishma. That's the upshot of this Gemara and the Terence of the Gemara. It's a hard Gemara, very hard. Tzarich latei odpam because it's possible. Yes. There's a special kula. What's the kula? If she got remarried, what's the din? And they didn't say Mefanei Nechtav, but they had gave this kind of chosama. Do we make her get divorced? Yes or no? No. That's a specific kula. What's the general kula? The general kula is what? Is that you don't have to go after Aiden. That's also what Lahakal means. The Brisa specifies that the kula is got if she got to be married. Also, is a general kula too. You don't need Aiden. But what's number three that emerges? Number three that emerges is what? Is that before Nisuin, you're going to need a Funei Nechtav. If you're a Lishma man. And that's exactly, Lamaisa, what the transition was in the Gemara. When the Gemara said Kishanises, what did it say? It said Kishanises, Lagabe what? It's a Kula Lagabe, we're not going to force her to get divorced. 1 second asked the Gemara. But you know what? Before she gets remarried, this is not a kula, it's a chumra, right? So the Gemara says, that's exactly what we meant. That's exactly what we meant in the Brisa. If you think we want to divorce her and make her to get divorced, we're not going to do that. It's a kula. Also, it's a what? It's a general kula in general, okay? It's a general kula in general. But number three, there is a chumra that is what? There is a chumra that Lamaisa comes out of this. And that is, if she doesn't get remarried, this is what the Marsha points out, Halach Lamaisa. So I would say, Lamaisa, that the way you read the Brisa is like there's a double kula here. A specific kula and a general kula. That's what I would say, halacha Lamaisa. That's how we want to read. Yes, Binyam, go ahead.
So, The way that it's written out, it seems that we say it's a kula klali, but essentially what you're doing is you're chopping off the, not that it looks sorry at agents, you're not allowed to use agent. Because if you use agent, you don't do anything about the shema. You've done nothing if you don't say b'chanei nata b'chanei nata. If you bring agent to do kiyum shtaris, you haven't accomplished anything, you're going to have to give it again with doing b'chanei nata b'chanei nata.
If you're a lishma man, that's true. That's correct.
Right,
it says the sky in Bechosamov, but it's only talking about a case where what? Where she got married. Where she got married. In that case.
Right, so it seems
like you want to tell me the Hachmra, then comes the answer. But that's all talking about she got remarried. But if she didn't get remarried, it turns out to be a Chumra. That comes out from the Brisa. But there's two, it's a two-level Kula. One is a Kula of Yuchadis when she got remarried. Number two, in general, it's a Kula. But it can turn out to be a Chumra.
The stam that's asking the kasha is implicitly assuming that when we're saying that it's a kula, it would be a kula klali, that it would have to be on every case and he wouldn't serve even ever by asking.
That's what I'm saying to you. The maskana segamar is saying that there's a kula miucheres and a general kula, but there is a chumra that emerges. That's what the Marsha is saying in this Chiddush.
And it flips on.
That's what the Marsha is being Mechadish.
So Stam flips, even though there's no direct refutation on it.
There's a Hachikomer. The Hachikomer answers that. Iachi is trying to say that this is what Mishum de Nisesu. So it's Mashav Kodim Shenises, what it's a Chumrah. Mm-hmm. Even in Mekayim the Get, the Gemara answers. That's exactly what we're talking about in the Suah. But in general, we're saying, Lamaisa, that it's also a Kulu Lagabe what? If you want to tell me lahachmer v'lapka and take her out, that's nuts. We don't say that. We only are trying to what? Are trying to be makel, right? We're trying to be makel on her before she gets married. She doesn't. You see, the word lahakalale has two. I'm trying to think. The good English word has two meanings, two levels. Right? What'd you say?
Connotations.
Two connotations. What are the two connotations? One is that in general you don't want to require Edikim before she got married. And number two is that what? If she did get remarried and he didn't say Anishka Ferlach, we're not going to make you get divorced. But there is a Chumra that if what? There is a Chumra that in fact that what? If you what? If before she got married all you did was Sky Mikosamov, we're going to make you give it again. Yes, Jonathan.
So then,
within
my sort of formulation, then doesn't it turn out that for Rava, really, the Kula, and for Rava, it's really a Chumra?
No, because even according to Rava, it's a tremendous Kula. Because we don't have to, Lamaisa, we can just rely on the Fanei Nechta, as opposed to getting Aiden to verify it. You need two Aiden generally in Halacha.
But then,
we're making with one.
At that point, you end up.
You're making, that's a Kula. It's a Kula also according to Rava. It's a kula going to rob in the sense you don't require two aim. All you need is one guy to say it. But it's also a kula in this specific case. Because we did not require it to be said if you got remarried.
Right, but to say that it's a kula for Rabba, because we're not requiring aim on the Shema, then you're basically just venturing into Rabba land. No?
Why is that?
Because now you're talking about, once again, having aim.
Adis is all for only signatures is Rava, not for Lishma. And if you require Adim on Lishma, that should require two Adim. But that's a cool also. No one denies it's going to be a cool. It's a good kasha you're bringing out. It's a very good kasha. This Brisa will be read according to Rava and Rava. And there is no doubt that's a cool. No one's going to deny that. I mean, it's an akuna. We saw it in Gimel Amarav. Mishumi Guna Akiva Ben Rabbanan said that both will be Rava and the Rava. No doubt it's a cool. We don't require two, we only require one. But Lamaisa, you think it fits much better with Rava, it is also a kula. So that's why I write on the board, there's three things. There's a kula miucheres, that you don't have to find Edim. I wrote Edikim, it could be for Edim Lishma. It's a general, that's the general kula. The specifics are not going to make them get divorced. And number three is that there is a shtickle chumra that emerges. This is what the Marsha writes in the Madura Basra, which is an interesting chiddush, but it makes a lot of sense. Halacha Lamaisa. That's why, Benj, before we call on you, that's why you're asking, that's why I stress that Rashi mitchila. What does Rashi mean when he says mitchila? That last Rashi in Amud, you guys see that? Read that Rashi again for me. Ella hakala? Ella hakala,
mitchila shalom.
Oh, so what is mitchila? So the Marsha says that's what Rashi's driving at. We said Mishum Iguna Kele Rabbanon, kind of like what Jonathan was saying. Also, you don't require two Adim, you all require is a Shliach. So too, we're not going to make her get divorced. Akar Shalom Du. What's the kesher between one and another? So the kesher is, because the Ikar Takana was to be Makel. So they're also a Makel, that Rak Lechachila, you need B'fan Nechlev, but Yevid, it's okay. In other words, the word Mitchila means what, Bench? What does Mitchila mean? I said before she got married, I'm gonna correct that now and retract it. I'm gonna say, you know what Mitchila means according to Marshal and the Madura Basra? It means Mitchila means originally on Daf Gimel when we said the whole requirement of Fanatha came into play. That's what he wants to touch it. He's referring to what Mishumi Guna Kele Rabbana, that the general thing was Lakula. That you don't need Aidim. See, what I wrote on the board is Kula Kula Klali? Yes? That's what he means, Mitchila. That's what he means, Mitchila. But included in that is what? Is in the event that she got remarried, we're not going to force her to get divorced. That's the tight you want to suggest. I think it fits her. You understand what I'm saying, Nate? Mitchila means original. You brought out the point, Jonathan. You don't require two. You only require one. And that's why it's a Kula, Lamaisa. That's why it's a Kula, and this is an extended Kula. There is a Yotze, a Chumra from it, okay. You know, it's not the end of the world. Yes, go ahead.
So how do you put the Kula with the Chorf on top of the Chumra? Meaning once you have the Chumra, then how does the Kula solve that?
What do you mean?
Meaning like it's not...
What is the Kula? That we only require one guy to save a fun and neftim, fun and neftim. Right. You don't have to go after Adim to verify it was the signatures. You don't have Adim, it was Lishma. Yes? And number two, Kula is what? That if she got remarried, what's it then?
We don't make her leave.
Correct. However, this Kula, this general Kula, has a Chumra that comes with it. And that means is that if you're a Rava man, and you did not do B'fan Nechem Nechem, you just Niskayim B'chosamav, and she didn't remarry, you're going to need to what? You're going to need to get to give the get again. That is the Chumra. Okay.
But if you said upon it the first time, then that'd be fucked.
Yes, you're right, and that's a Kula, because I only require one as opposed to two. But at least you got to do the one. You got to at least do that. So that's why it all flows together now, and that's what the Marashah is saying. Very good, Lamais. Okay, that's what he says. He says even though there's a Chumah b'Takarazos, but the bottom line is that what? It's general is a Kula. That's what Rashi means when he says Mitchila. Okay. All right, everyone's saying good. You got this? It's a hard Gemara, just Gemara Rashi. You can miss the whole boat of it. Okay? So I would do it, we're going through it slow. Yes, Bench, go ahead.
We're saying that if you say B'fan Nechta, B'fan Nechta, then that covers everything.
If you say B'fan Nechta, you know that, of course. Covers Lishma and Kiyum. One guy. That's the Mishnah, that's Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Absolutely.
And Kiyum too.
Covers everything. Kiyum only covers Kiyum, doesn't cover Lishma. That's why, according to Rava, you're going to have to what? You're going to have a chumra in that case. She didn't get remarried. You have to re-give the get again.
So if the ball comes in and is here, then Marder, then find out how covers it.
Yeah, but finding out the wins. He's not believing. We said according to most sheetis, it was Machlokes Rash and Rash Ball. But Poshim Shana is once he testifies, he's not believed anymore.
I thought the Mishnah said. If the ball is Marder, then you have to do Yisnan.
You tell me. What case is that? You tell me. What case is that? Maybe get Beretz Yisrael where you're not saying the funny Nechta. Right? Right? If you're not saying it. You say the funny Nechta, the Poshim Shad, you're done. We had a Machlokes Rashi Rashi, but the Poshim Shad is you're done. Okay? You got this?
Yeah.
Okay. This comes out to be a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush, Lamaisa, regarding what? Regarding this din. And if I would ask you, and this is tricky, if I would ask you, oh, how does Rapper read the Brisa? I maybe get Mimidina Siyam, Vinasal Laget, Velo Amar Bafanenachta, Fanenachtav, Niskayim Chosov of Kasher. How does Rapper read that? He's against Brisa. Yes? How can it say Niskayim Chosov of Kasher? Good Rapper. What's the answer? The Brisa went on my Kishinises. You got to remember that. The Taich is Kishinises. Bryce doesn't say it explicitly, but that's the way you have to read it.
We don't have a problem with all Rabba, right?
I couldn't hear you.
Rabba, we don't have a problem.
No problem. Rabba doesn't have to say Kishinises. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. He doesn't have to say Kishinises. Not at all. Nothing. Not at all. He doesn't have to say Kishinises. Not at all. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, if you hold kiyum, you don't have to say nisus at all. Well said, Nate. Very good. Okay, we got this so far? Okay, now, Lamaisa, there is Lamaisa, one Nakuda I wanted to mention from the Rashba. Lamaisa, I gave you Namar Makaimis, and let's get that now, Lamaisa, and then on Sunday we'll start with the Taisa on the bottom, okay? And then we got to go on with base. Okay? Unless we want to do the Taisus now, I think it might take too long to do the Taisus now. So let's just go to this Nakuda. Are you familiar with the Gemara Maseches Kedushin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph that says, can a shliach be an aid? Can a shliach deliver something?
Yeah.
You familiar with this Gemara?
Yeah.
I gave it to you in the Bar Makadis. Can a shliach be an aid on the case? He's delivering it. He's really not the Baal Dover. He's just a FedEx guy, UPS guy. Can he be an aid? So we paskin in the Gemara Kedushim and Gilav Shliach Nasa aid. That's how we paskin.
Doesn't this also come up in the next
Amud? Yes, comes up on Hamad Beis right in the middle. Well said. But I wanted to mention right now, because then it comes up the Rashba and Hamad Aleph right here. We paskin Shliach Nasa aid. Yes. So Lamaisa, it's a little interesting because Avni Meluim says B'Shem Rivash, even though he's speaking about himself and he's saying he's delivering this get and it's a kosher get, he's kosher late because he has no interest in it. He's not the Baal Dover. And that's why he's kosher. So also, this is the Avni Meluim says B'Feirish. The Avni Meluim says B'Shem Rivash. He's not saying anything. He's not the party that's involved. So when you say B'Faneinu Girsha, remember we said the two guys do not have to say B'Faneinu Girsha because they have a migu. Either they have a migu or they have aidus, they could have said B'Faneinu Girsha. They have no interest in it. They have no money at stake. And therefore, the halacha is that Lamaisa, the halacha is that Shliach Nasa aid, and therefore it's considered to be good, halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Fine. Problem is that the father of the tour is who? The Rush. Correct. And the Rush later on in Daf Lamed Beis and Avdam Achan Ephraim quotes a Yushalmi that says when you make a shliach to deliver a get, Lamaisa, the shliach has to prove that he's a shliach of the husband in front of two aidim, and he does not count as an aid. How does he prove that he's a shliach? So the Yushalmi says you need to do it in front of two aidim. You have to have two aidim that this shliach was appointed by the husband. And the shliach does not count as an aid. Because ain shliach nasa aid. Because since the shliach stands in the foot of the husband, he cannot be believed.
He doesn't pass his own case.
So the Beis Yosef says he's like testifying on himself, like Nate's saying. Good. That's what the Rush says. Fine. Problem is, what do we say we just paskin? But what do we just say we paskin? Shliach nasa aid. The Torah asked on his Abba. He said, Abba, we paskin shliach nasa aid. What's the big deal? So the Torah is cholik on his father. He's cholik on his father. And he actually says, Lamai said, the kavanah of Yushalmi is that the shliach is not considered to be like two, he's like one. And all you need is one other aid. So the Yushalmi never passed him. Yushalmi said he counts as one. Because of shliach nasa aid, you just need another guy. He totally rereads the Yushalmi against his father. Very interesting. Machlek is the Tur and the son and the father. So the Bach and the Drisha answer up the Rush and say the following. That the Rush was talking about a Shliach on his own. He's possible to testify on his own Midrabanan. You're right, Shliach Nasa. Don't tell the Rush knew the Gemara. He didn't forget the Gemara. That's on a Diraisa level. Midrabanan, though, they possible if you are the only guy. If you're two shluchim, then they can become what? Shliach nasa aid. So that's mamish beferish against the Machane Ephraim, who says that here we're talking about how many aidim? What was the Shavu Gemara? Two. Do two guys have to say before the next one? We're talking about two shluchim. You're not believing me, din aidim. We're not believing me, din aidim, because why? Because the Rush said ain't shliach nasa aid. So the Bach and the Drisha have a whole new reading of the Rush against the Machane Ephraim. Again, the Machane Ephraim said, "You can't believe, can't say me my ilu amru b'faneinu girsha is based on aidus, because why? because they can't testify on themselves. You have to say it works midin midu. And he understood the rushes were talking about two shluchim, and if it's talking about two shluchim, you're not believing midin aidim, because ain't shliach not say. Fine, that's not what the Bach and the Trish say. The rush is talking about one shliach, and one shliach is possible midin rabbanon. Two shluchim are good. So it's a machlokes in gedolei achronim what the rush meant. Yes, Dave. Yes, both can be according to what the Bach and the Drisha. Shliach nasa, but that's only for shluchim nasa edin. That's the way we should say it. Midrabanan is also one guy, but that's against the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim says even with two guys, it's ain't shliach nasa, but that's against the Gemara. That's mamish against the Gemara. So it could be, and maybe this is what you could say. The Torah Skitten writes that the Gemara, in Kiddushah is talking about Eis Livrurei Adover, after Gerushin. When do we say Shlich Nasei? To prove that there was a what? A divorce. But Bisman the Gerushin, you're considered like the Valdover. You cannot be an Eid. Wow. That's a sharp answer. The Torah is getting in the Sivis. When do we say Shlich Nasei? That's Levrure, to prove that Nate there was a Gerushin. But to be an active part of the Gerushin? Forget it. To represent what? The Baal Davar? Lamaitza, Bismana Gerushin, and next to a Baal Davar, you cannot become an aid. So therefore, when you say Bafana Nechta, forget about it. Aye, don't you know the Gemara Shlich Nasei? Of course I know the Gemara, the Rosh would say to his son. Shlich Nasei is only what? To prove it, but not play the role. And the Stipler says, when is Shlich Nasei? They're believed to say there was a Kedushin, a Gerushin. They're not believed to say that they're Shluchim. You're not allowed to testify on yourself. What's the lashon of the Gemara, guys? What was the lashon of our Gemara Yisrael? Ma ilu yomru b'faneinu girsha milo mehemde. What does that mean? Granted, they can't testify that they're shluchim, but what does it mean? They can testify that what? That there was a divorce. Midin edus. And then midin edus, if they believe that there was a divorce, then mitamigu, they believe they're shluchim. But they're not believed straight up on themselves. Granted, says the Stipler, they're not believed on the Shlichus. They're only believed that there was a Gerish Midin Edis. Once you believe them, what? Midin Edis on the Gerish, they're believed Mitam, what? Shluchim, the Midin Migu. It's like a combination. It's a very sharp Stipler, Lamaisa. That the Stipler wants to say, Lamaisa, they're not believed on themselves, Lamaisa. They're not believed on themselves, Lamaisa, but they're believed on what? Say there was a Gerish. That's Mitam Edis. Once you believe them Mitam Edis, then they believe Mitam Migu. That they're cautious, Luke. Yes, go ahead, Vino.
Back on Daf Gimel and Aleph, we discussed the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hanina, saying that you have to say B'fnei Hashem and B'fnei Shlosha.
Yes.
We said that the reason why B'fnei
get to that on a numbered base too soon.
The reason why we said that B'fnei Shlosha works is because Shlach Nasei V'Eid Nasei Dayan, so that he's the third. So if he, that means that presumably even one person, first of all, is Shliach Nasei, and it's for the Maisa itself.
All right, let's wait till we get to Hamid Beis when we get to that. Let's wait.
That kind of like pulls apart.
All right, let's wait. Let's wait about it. But Lamaisa, what emerges is Shliach Nasei by one, or is it even by two? Okay. Last Nakuda, then we got to get to Chumash. Yes, Jonathan, real quick.
Within that point that we just made about the Stipler, what is their Migu?
The Migu is their belief to say. They could have said what? What does Rashi say the Migu is? What did Rashi say the Migu is? Ma'ilu? What's Rashi's lashon? Remember he says it? They could have said, if they wanted, they could have testified that he divorced her and gave her to get her to the shliach to get. Not say b'faneinu nechtam, b'faneinu nechtam. They could have said that. So they're testifying on the what? When they say b'faneinu yirsha, they're testifying on the get. Since they're believed to say it again, they can also say that what? B'fanei nechtam. And that's saying that they're shluchim. Again, two guys do not have to say B'fanei nechtam. Why not? Because they could have said B'fanei gershom. So that's what it means. That when they say Ma'ilu Yomru B'fanei gershom, it means granted not believed on the shluchim, but they believed on that there was a get. Once you're believed on the get, you're also believed what? You're believed that they're shluchim Midin Migu. That's what he wants to tell you.
That
I don't know if it's not really the inverse. It's just saying they have the option to say that. So if they have the option to say that, Lamaisa, they don't have to say anything now. Because they could have always said that. So that's exactly what's happening here. Granted, they're not believed on the fact that they're shluchim, but because they're talking about themselves, but they're believed to say there was a get. Once you believe that there was a get, back door, they're saying that what? They're believed what? We do shluchim.
Doesn't even usually work that deep.
You could have said.
Right, you could have said a better claim.
Right.
But you didn't, therefore, we assume that you're telling the truth and we give you that better claim.
But here you're not saying anything. That's what I'm saying.
So then how's
here you're not saying anything. That's why it's Ein Tzrichin. That's the Chiddush.
No,
the thing is, you're saying there was a gerushin. You're saying you delivered a get, and you assume it's good. No, but the Eidim could have said, Bifaneinu, the husband divorced the wife, and they give the get, and he gave her a get, or he gave it to her a shliach, and they would be believed. So too here, they're also believed to say that the Baal sent them. They don't have to say Bifaneinu, but they're believed to say the Baal sent them. They could say we're outside parties. We're outside parties. We're believed to say that there was a get. Once they're believed to say that there was a get, they're also believed to say that the Baal sent them. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. We had that Rashi and the Chasam Sofer on Beizim and Beis. Okay. Yes.
I feel like it's stronger to say that it's technically biyadam to say that she's divorced. I think because if you say the Migo, we said that Migo is an issue.
Okay, but what are they saying? They're saying the husband sent us.
Right.
They have a migu to say in front of us there was a divorce.
That
I understand. That's the chiddush. That's what the stipend wants to find.
Shliach
Nasa Eid is only to what say that there was a get, not to say that there's shluch. So if you say there's a get, then you have that migu to say they believe that they were sent and he did what? He did that migu because you're going to focus on the Eidus. That's the chiddush. Okay. Now the Rashba we'll have to do on Sunday and then we have to go back to it with the Tyson. Let's close with something from Chumash. And that is a power.